It's okay, Cass. You're here with me now. You're safe. And have you found your phone yet? No, I can't find it. I'm sure it will turn up, Mummy. Yeah, of course. So what should we do now, Mummy? What do you mean? What should we do tonight? Well, aren't you just going to go back to your room? No, I've got nothing to do in my room. Oh, yeah, until you find your phone. Right, yeah, I see. Well, you need to find it then, don't you? Yeah, I know. What are you doing tonight? Well, just normal, darling. I'm just messaging. I'm on my phone and stuff. Right, what are you listening to, Mummy? It's a podcast, actually. It's called Daily Notes. By Nathan Cassidy. Never heard of him. No, me neither. I just stumbled across it and... Well, I was watching a dog being... Anyway, it doesn't matter. What's it about? Well, the first few series were kind of good. They were like 5 to 10 minutes of this comedian, Nathan Cassidy, chatting over a piano background. And what he was talking about related to the song, it all worked really well. Numbers were good, apparently, and... right. And then season three started, and he started doing stories like spread over like 15 episodes. What, so you were expected to listen to more than one, or like a story? Yeah, I know, right? That's never going to work, is it? It's never going to work. People's attention span now is like 2 minutes tops. I know, this is the last story he's doing. Now, I'm not sure, really, to be honest. He's going back to the old format from tomorrow. I mean, hopefully. He said he was going back to the old format 15 days ago, but instead he told one final story. Oh, right, Mummy. What was that story about? Well, funny you should ask that, actually, because it's about a young boy called Cass, which is your name, of course. He does the blackout challenge. Holds his breath until he passes out, so he's suddenly in purgatory. And he has a choice between heaven and hell. And he related that to mobile phone usage. That sounds like a fun story. Not really. You know, with mobile phones, it's all or nothing, isn't it? And neither is a good option. That was the point he was making. Yeah, well, that sounds typical Nathan Cassidy's. Heard he's stuck in the 80s. Yeah. He did mention the 80s in this one, too. What did he say? Well, as a 7-year-old kid, apparently, he climbed out onto the window ledge and walked along it. And he slipped. And he very, very nearly fell. And if he'd fallen, he'd have killed himself. Right. Why did he walk out onto the ledge? To impress his friends, I guess. Well, that was the thing. He never mentioned any friends. I think he just did it when he was alone. What, he walked out onto a ledge, a precipice, and there was no one around to watch? Yeah. So why did he do it? I don't know. Maybe Nathan Cassidy does stuff and he doesn't care who's watching. Doesn't care who's listening. Well, good job. Because I won't be watching and listening. Well, obviously, with no phone, you may as well kill yourself. I don't care how long it takes, as long as I'm with you, I got a smile on my face. Save your tears, it'll be okay. It'll be okay, you're here with me. That's a lot.